This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, announced today he is going to be stepping down come Inauguration Day. Pai's legacy is complicated. There was the whole net neutrality repeal. Pai thought, and the FCC ruled, that market pressures, not regulation, ought to be the thing to force internet companies to treat all online traffic equally. More recently, he has auctioned off big chunks of the airwaves, trying to get the much-hyped but so far underwhelming next generation of wireless service known as 5G off the ground. It has been years that we've been hearing about 5G, its blazing speeds and limitless possibilities. So, where is it? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore went a-looking.
Well, I found it. It's here on Matt Ferris's phone.
I got the new iPhone 12 Pro. And I have Verizon with the 5G service. I mean, you always got to have the newest and fastest, right?
Right. About that. So it turns out that his 5G does not feel that new or that fast.
Seems to be consistent with what I had before.
The 5G only comes with the more expensive unlimited data plan Ferris is on, by the way. Now, once in a while, randomly, he'll get a signal for super fast 5G.
I did have some success last Saturday. I was on the roof of a building in downtown DC and got the signal and tested it out, and it was blazing fast.
Like 60 times faster than normal. But he couldn't really tell from his apps.
It's one of those things where it's fun to know that you have it, I guess.
Not quite the revolution we were promised.
A lot of people feel like kids in the back of the car asking, are we there yet? And the answer is no, we're not there yet.
Roger Entner is founder of Recon Analytics, a telecom and media research and analysis firm. The reality right now is this. Superfast 5G exists, but it is rare. The signal doesn't go far, so it's only close to special antennas. You might find them like by a stadium, but not two blocks away. Lower speed 5G is more common, but not everywhere. It depends on the wireless company. More coverage will come, and it'll get faster over the next few years. Different telecom companies have different types of 5G, and none of them cover the whole country. So, what has been the holdup?
One of the issues is the spectrum.
As in, the airwaves 5G travels on.
The bands that are the most suitable for it were already occupied here in the U.S.
The military and satellite companies, among others, controlled the ideal airwave real estate, and it has taken decades of negotiation, sharing agreements, and new technology to pry it out of their hands. Another issue, there's a lot of physical construction involved in building a 5G network. Dan Hayes is with PwC Strategy Consulting.
A typical mobile network operator in the United States may have anywhere from 50 to 100,000 cell sites today. And virtually every one of those will have to be upgraded to 5G.
And all that construction and all those cranes and all those technicians do not pay for themselves. Will Townsend is head of networking practice for more insights and strategy.
Verizon and AT&T are both on record stating that their investment in building out their 5G mobile networks will be in excess of $20 billion U.S. dollars. Those operators have to recoup that investment.
And here we get to the slow beating heart of 5G. Where is the money? Because how quickly and how much telecom companies spend building 5G networks depends on how quickly and how much they think they'll earn.
We know investors are at this point not convinced.
Alex Holt is global head of tech, media, and telecoms at KPMG. Maybe telecoms will start making their money back by charging more on people's cell phone bills.
Trying to extract more dollars for 5G has yet to be proven.
In fact, surveys show only a minority of consumers would do that right now. Another option, charge businesses.
It's a slightly new path, but we do believe in it.
It's up in the air. But functional, fast 5G networks are not a matter of if, they are a matter of when and how quickly. 5G is the future, and that is the best part about it and the worst part about it. We don't know the future. Bill Menezes is a director analyst with Gartner.
You know, kind of the same way when 4G was launched a decade ago, I don't think anybody was saying, oh, great, this is going to let us create Uber. Those are things that developers have helped make happen once they got a sense of what the 4G network was going to be capable of and kind of took it from there.
The problem is 5G has been hyped to death for years. So until we get doctors performing retina surgery in LA over 5G from New York and swarms of semi-sentient self-driving cars picking up the kids from school, we're just going to have to be a little disappointed for a while. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.